Okay, so continuing our discussion from the previous lesson, let's look at three more ways you can use warm emails to generate work from existing dormant clients. Another great way to do this is to approach the client with a great idea. I often find myself thinking about my clients' businesses while I'm walking my dog or chopping vegetables or going on a hike. And I know I need to turn it off sometimes, but it's difficult. You know, I care about my clients, and there's also something about the relaxing and mundane nature of some of these activities that helps me come up with great ideas just out of the blue. I don't ask for them. They just come to me. I'm sure you find yourself doing the same thing. Other times I'll read about a strategy that someone else implemented that could work really well for another client of mine. When that happens, I don't waste time. I jot it down and I contact the client with the idea as soon as possible. Regardless of your profession, if there's one thing most clients value in a freelancer, it's knowing that someone truly cares about them, that someone cares about their job, if they're an employee, or their business, if they're an executive or an entrepreneur. So if you can occasionally provide fresh new ideas or approaches that will help them do that in a better way, that will help them do their jobs better or improve their businesses or meet their objectives, you'll find yourself creating, if you will, new projects that maybe didn't even exist before. At a minimum, if they don't go for your idea, you'll probably at least be the first person they contact on their next project or opportunity. So let me give you a recent example of this. A couple of years ago, I had come across a few software companies that had written ebooks on specific topics, and they use those ebooks as their offers in email and direct mail campaigns. It's always been common to offer white papers in these types of campaigns, but to position that white paper as an ebook rather than as a white paper is somewhat of a new thing, or at least it's been a relatively new thing as of this recording. Anyway, after seeing this three or four times in different campaigns from different companies, I thought of a client of mine who at one point had reached out to me about ghostwriting a business book for him. And he's a thought leader in his industry, and he wanted to put many of his ideas together in a physical book, which he could then use as a lead generating and credibility building and thought leadership tool with prospects. Well, he never actually went through with that idea, but the whole ebook thing got me thinking. So I decided to contact him about doing an ebook instead, for a couple of reasons, instead of doing that traditional physical book. Number one, it would stand out in an industry filled with white papers. Number two, it would give him more room to discuss some of his more complex ideas, which he can't properly do in a 5 to 7 page white paper. And number three, it could be a stepping stone. This ebook could be a stepping stone, or the genesis, if you will, of that physical book. And I suspect that he had been putting the physical book project on hold because it just seemed so overwhelming to him. So this could be a way to maybe get started in that direction. Well, when I proposed it to him in an email, he loved it. He loved the idea. In fact, he replied that very same day and said, "Let's do this." And he put me in touch with his marketing director, who reports directly to him. Frankly, the ebook idea never materialized. This is a few years ago. But instead, he decided to do a 3-part white paper series that netted me over $10,000 as a result of, you know, bringing this ebook idea to the table. So what would your email look like in a situation like this? And here again, it all depends on what idea you're proposing, but here's the exact copy from my own email to this client. Subject line read, lead generation idea. "Mike, here's a thought leadership and lead generation idea. Write a 5,000 word ebook. You can use it as a lead generation tool, a way to nurture long-term leads, the basis for a presentation, etc. Plus, it can become the precursor for your printed book. I know you've wanted to write something for a while. Doing an ebook first could be a logical stepping stone, and it could make the process of writing the actual book easier. Plus, I happen to know of a great writer who could help you do this. Just a thought. Hope you guys are doing well." So notice, very short, to the point. Planted the seed, explain why, offered justification. The rest is history. This ended up netting me over $10,000 in income that I wasn't expecting. All right, the next technique is spreading the word about a new service offering. And I'm really surprised at how few solo practitioners reach out to their prospects and their clients individually every time they have a new service offering. Believe me, clients are not surfing our websites every month to see what's new on our end. You have to tell them, and you have to tell them several times over the course of a few months. And the reason is they're already getting hit left and right with marketing messages and new information. So it takes repeated effort to get their attention. Now, the key to spreading the word about this new service effectively is to contact each client personally and to position the new service in a way that's relevant to them and their business, and in a way that sparks ideas on how they could take advantage of your expertise. That's something you rarely see freelancers do, but it's absolutely the best way to market a new service. And let me explain what I mean by giving you an email script example that illustrates my point. So the subject line reads, "Thought this would work well for you. Hi, Darcy. Not sure if I had mentioned this in a recent conversations, but I'm now writing white papers. I had an idea on a topic that could be very effective for you guys in terms of generating more and better quality leads. It has to do with a recent surge of iPad adoption in construction job sites. Anyway, you had mentioned a few months ago that you were looking for better ways to generate leads, and I think this could be a winner for you. Let me know if you'd like to discuss this idea further." So notice how personalized and relevant that message is, right? Also notice how tied it's to my client's challenges and objectives. I can do that because I know them well and I have a good relationship with them. So that allows me to craft a very personalized message that hits the target. Compare that to the common approach that many people use, which is the, "Hey, Darcy, did you know that I'm now writing white papers? Do you happen to have any needs in that area?" Or compare it to the generic announcement in a newsletter, which, by the way, has its place, right? But it's the only thing people tend to depend on. Or maybe the "I have a new service" postcard. You see the difference? There's a big, big difference. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, these techniques work. Newsletters, postcards, direct mail, and so forth. But they don't work nearly as well as a direct approach, and they can work in conjunction with whatever else you're doing. It can usually be the thing that tips the client over and gets them to raise their hand and say, "You know what? Let's talk about that. I'm interested." The next technique is called the loss leader strategy. And the idea here is to add one or two loss leader services to your services roster, or consider doing this. And by loss leader, I'm talking about entry-level services that are relatively low cost and low risk to the client. So here's how I got the idea for this. A few years ago, a colleague of mine was having difficulty landing enough website copywriting projects to hit her income goals. Her average project was about $7,500 at the time. And, you know, so it's not necessarily a low price offering, right? And of course, with a high price a service comes a perception of high risk on the client's part. So if the copy doesn't quite cut it, they've just spent $7,500, the client did, that didn't yield the return they expected. So in order to lower clients' perceived risk of hiring her at that level, she began offering a $500 website copy audit. Now, this new audit service included a few things. It included a thorough evaluation of the website structure, the website's message, copy, search engine optimization, usability, and it even included a full page of recommended changes or adjustments. Maybe it was a couple of pages, I don't quite remember. But then she detailed her findings and recommendations in a very attractive report that was easy to read and understand. So the whole package was several pages. It was very nicely laid out, very nicely done, very professional. Clients loved it. And as a result, she often got hired to implement the changes. So if you did the audit, many of those audit customers or clients were turning into copywriting clients, and to meaning for the whole site, for the whole website, and to implement some of the ideas that she recommended. So the point here is, you know, take a closer look at your services and see where you can increase the chances of getting hired by offering a smaller or less comprehensive service that will give clients a sampling of your expertise and how you work. Keep the fee very low for the service, at least low enough for the clients to take you up on it, for it to be kind of an easy yes. And in terms of, you know, what it means to you, look at it as a cost of attracting good clients and remind yourself that a certain percentage of those who take you up on it will end up graduating to bigger and more profitable services. So it might be the sort of thing where you'll lose money on it in terms of the time and effort you put into it. But when you think about how many of those will end up converting to higher priced projects, that's why it's called a loss leader. You're leading with that and you're really making your money on the back end. So how could you use warm email prospecting to generate interest in a loss leader service like this? Well, here's an example. Subject line could read, low-cost way to improve your website. Hi, Deb. I know we've talked in the past about revamping your website, but I also know that cost is an issue. So I wanted to run an idea by you that I think will give you a lot of what you need for a fraction of the fee we discussed. My new website audit service. This package includes a thorough evaluation of the website structure, copy, message, search engine optimization, and usability, plus a full page of recommended changes or adjustments. You get all my detailed findings and recommendations in a very attractive report that's easy to read and understand. All this for just $500. Let me know if this sounds like something you'd like to discuss further. So, a few key points. The purpose of this email is to fish for interest. You're not trying to sell the client on the project, even though you are mentioning the price point. You are mentioning some of the details. But really, you're just trying to determine interest with this email. And because you have a relationship here, because this is a client, whether it's a dormant or current, doesn't really matter, you are able to make this offer where this would not come across the right way. This would not be as effective if it was just a prospect. Secondly, if she replies with any level of interest, you can then take the conversation to the phone, which is where you can really sell this idea anyway. And finally, just like with the previous few techniques we discussed, it's important to make your message relevant and personalized. So in this case, I tied my offer to an initiative or objective I knew this particular client was working on, or something that was important to them, right? And I made sure that that made it through. So it really felt like I was addressing them individually, and that's important. All right, I got one more idea for you, and this technique is called chasing the mover. And this technique is a combination of a few of the strategies that I've discussed already in the program. And I call it chasing the mover because it involves reaching out to someone you've worked with in the past who's now moved on to another organization. So you're chasing them as they move. The technique is actually very simple. All you have to do is look at your client contact list, searching for names of individuals who are no longer at that company or that organization. And then you get on LinkedIn to see where these people are working now. And then send them an email with an idea. So the idea wellspring approach works really well. And reminding them of what you do and your value to see if it's worth reconnecting. So here's an example. This will make it a lot clearer. Subject line reads, saw that you're now at Briscoe. Hi, Marcy. I just came across your name this morning and saw that you're now at Briscoe. Great to hear. Hope all is well with you and your family. Since we worked together at ABC Company, I've worked on a number of animated illustration projects for other training companies, including Fillmore, Ameri Training, Knowledge Works, and others. Here's some samples of that work. Would it make sense to reconnect to see if I can help you at Briscoe? So a couple of key points. You want to keep this to people you've actually worked with and were happy with your work, right? That goes without saying. You also want to keep it brief. You know, notice this one is pretty short. It's been a while since you connected with them. Don't try to warm up to them too much in the beginning. You know, get to the point as quickly as possible. This almost needs to feel kind of like a prospect email, especially if it's been a long time since you connected. That's very different from the last technique where I showed you someone that you had a stronger relationship with, or maybe you're even working with at the moment. Also, remind them of your expertise because they may have forgotten. You know, it may have been a while, and provide some great samples if you have them. That really helps. And then cap it off with an offer to reconnect. And you know what? Don't limit your outreach to the people who hired you in previous companies. So contact others that you may have worked with directly in those projects. For example, when I was logged into LinkedIn a few months ago, I got one of those people you might know kind of things there on the side and the side sidebar that basically shows you a list of people you're not currently connected with but may actually know. And LinkedIn is actually pretty accurate with that, by the way. So one of these recommendations was for a gentleman that I worked with a few years back with one of my clients. And he wasn't the person who hired me, but he's the one I worked with the most on a particular white paper project that I did for that client. And that's because he was a subject matter expert who provided me with the most information for that white paper. Anyway, I knew he had left that company, but I saw on LinkedIn that he's now at another company that's not a client of mine, a company that I like to work with or for someday. I haven't contacted him yet, and I probably won't, but I could at some point. The whole point is this. He and I worked very well together, and he really liked the work that I produced for this client. So I could, if I wanted to, I think I would have a very good chance of at least reconnecting and striking some dialogue with him. In fact, that's another way to use this particular technique. You don't have to start the process with your client contact list. You could just go log into LinkedIn and go through all your contacts one by one to see who's working there and to see if it would make sense to contact some of these folks based on who they are and where they're working today. So I hope this lesson has given you some ideas, this two-part lesson, on how you can use simple, short, personalized emails to reach out to current and past clients. I think there's a huge opportunity there that a lot of freelancers don't take advantage of. As you can see, you know, this is really up to your imagination. These people already know and trust you. You have a huge, huge advantage there. The key is to do it in creative ways and to focus first on adding value to the client. Client-focused ideas, when they're delivered confidently and professionally and they're back with smart justification, tend to go a long way to helping you land profitable work, and often when you need it most.